You're still running your business on QuickBooks? More like quicksand. The bigger your company grows, the faster you sink with outdated software. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program. That's special financing at netsuite.com/yourmoney. netsuite.com/yourmoney.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, May 13th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The red-hot housing market in the U.S. continues to push home prices higher, but it's not just the nicest properties whose values are surging, or even mid-range homes.
The part of the housing market that's really benefited the most is homes in that kind of lowest price tier, and these are homes often in cities that have low values to begin with for home prices.
The trend is helping jumpstart revitalization efforts in some cities, but is it all good for lower-income homebuyers? It's not as clear-cut as you might think. Our banking and consumer finance reporter Ben Eisen explains after the break.
You're still running your business on QuickBooks? More like quicksand. The bigger your company grows, the faster you sink with outdated software. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program. That's special financing at netsuite.com/yourmoney. netsuite.com/yourmoney.
The cheapest homes on the market in the U.S. are now the hottest. If you look at the properties valued below the national average, you see their sale prices are growing faster than any other segment. So what does this mean for lower-income home buyers? Our banking and consumer finance reporter Ben Eisen has written about this, and he's here to talk about it. Ben, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So Ben, you looked through some data on home prices and how they've changed over the past 3 years, and you found that homes with a median value of less than $100,000 have seen a roughly 40% price rise. Can you put this in context for us? What does this actually look like on the ground?
What we've seen is that this part of the housing market has been the biggest gainer when you think about the home price surge over the last few years. We think about the most recent kind of crazy housing market as rising for people who are looking to buy second homes or move to the suburbs or leave big urban cities and on the coast to move inland. But the part of the housing market that's really benefited the most is homes in that kind of lowest price tier. And these are homes often in cities that have low values to begin with for home prices, but also tend to be homes that need a lot of work or are in neighborhoods in need of revitalization. And that's where the big gains are.
Got it. So what areas of the country are benefiting the most from this?
So we focused on a couple cities in particular, one being Youngstown, Ohio, another being Detroit, and also Cleveland. And these are cities where the average home value is pretty low, often in the tens of thousands of dollars. But really across the Midwest and the South, you have a lot of cities where the housing stock is old, some of the houses are dilapidated or vacant, and as a result, these are houses that can sell for a couple $1,000s, $10,000, $20,000, and they probably need more money than that to get them habitable.
Okay, let's focus in on Detroit for a moment. You've done quite a bit of reporting about the housing market there and its struggles. How is the current housing boom playing out there?
So Detroit is a city with sort of a unique housing market. It has tons and tons of homes that are in disrepair or vacant, and thousands of them that are owned by the land bank, which is a sort of an city affiliated entity that is charged with managing and selling the properties. And these are houses, the bidding on them starts at about $1,000, and you know, it can go up from there, but they're very cheap to buy. They need a lot of work. And what you're seeing is in those auctions, the demand has actually been going up a lot, particularly in the last few months. In the first quarter, the sales of those homes at auctions doubled, and some of the houses that they had actually planned to demolish because they didn't think they could be sold or to people who would fix them up and live in them, they're now being taken off the demolition list because there's demand to buy them. So you are seeing in these properties where there's just tons of work that needs to be put into them, people now have interest in putting the work into them.
So who's buying these homes?
These are homes that generally are being sold to people in lower income areas. So they're lower income buyers, but they are also investors that are buying up these properties and buying them up to rehab them and flip them. And so you sort of have a whole spectrum of people that are buying these properties.
And so there are a couple different ways of looking at this trend. There's one view that says that higher prices are actually good for lower income homebuyers. Can you explain that?
Homes that are at the lowest end of the housing market tend to come with this additional challenge that it's often hard to get a mortgage with them. If you're trying to buy a house that costs less than $50,000, it's just simply not profitable for a bank to make a mortgage. And as a result, it can be hard to buy that house unless you have that $50,000 in cash or find some alternative form of financing. So when you think about home prices rising here, you know, in some cases, it very well may be that homes that were kind of too low in value to be able to get a mortgage can now, banks might start to think about making mortgages on some of these properties. I think that probably remains to be seen. There's sort of a lot of factors that go into whether a house is mortgageable, but perhaps there's some promise there. That said, you know, if you have a house that was selling for $5,000 or $10,000 and it's doubled, it still might be too low in value for a traditional lender to come in and make a loan on it. So, you know, it's sort of case by case what's happening here, but, you know, there could be some promise.
Got it. And on the other hand, some people are worried about prices going higher.
Well, you have sort of a double-edged sword when you think about it. The rising home values in some neighborhoods, some community advocates say, actually sort of bring up the cost enough, the cost of homes enough that it's valuable to invest in them. So you draw in new investors because they can invest in homes with less of a risk that they will lose money on it. But on the flip side, there are questions about whether this locks some people out of homeownership if prices are rising and people who could afford homes before can't now. And then there's also questions about whether this will last. You know, you also had homes rising at the low end of the market prior to the last financial crisis. And there's concern sort of across the housing market about whether all of the price appreciation that we've seen will reverse or sort of where it goes from here. So this part of the housing market in some ways is kind of at the whims of the rest of the market as well, where it's been pretty crazy and no one really knows where it's going.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Eisen. Ben, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.